Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner Entertainment company. Morgan Creek. James G. Robinson presents a Morgan Creek production. Jim Carrey. Ace Ventura, pet detective. An energetic delivery man is walking down a sunny street with a fragile package, showing total disregard for the contents. He pretends to play American football with it.
Hands up! Good defense! Good defense!
He recklessly smashes the package against lampposts and railings, then throws it down a set of steps. Giving the package a good shake, he enters an apartment building where he gets into a lift and allows the doors to repeatedly slam shut on the crumpled box. He gets out on another floor and dribbles the box down the hallway like a football. Despite looking skinny, he appears to have a large belly beneath his overalls. He flips the box over his head, then prepares for a spot kick.
We're going downtown.
The box lands next to an apartment, and a slovenly brute opens the door.
Shut the hell up, stupid butt!
What do you want?
HDS, sir, and how are you this afternoon? All righty then. I have a package for you.
Sounds broken.
Most likely, sir. I'll bet it was something nice, though. Now, this is an insurance form. If you'll just sign here, here, and here, initial here, and print your name here, we'll get the rest of the forms out to you as soon as we can. That's a lovely dog you have there, sir. Do you mind if I pet him?
I don't give a rat's ass.
Oh.
Ooh-zoo-boo. Ooh-zoo-boo-boo-doo-doo. Zoo-boo-boo-boo-doo-boo-boo-doo.
That's fine, sir. I can finish the rest. You just have yourself a good day. Take care now. Bye-bye then.
The courier hastily leaves, and the brute slams his door shut. The courier hurries down the street, clutching his belly.
Excuse me, HDS! HDS Control! Got a package, people!
The brute is unimpressed with the package. The brute's fluffy dog is staring at the door.
Get away from the door.
It doesn't move.
What's the matter with you? I said get!
It's a toy with the message, "You've been had by Ace Ventura."
That was a close one, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, in every contest, there must be a loser.
Who?
Yeah. Ace has the real dog stuffed down his courier overalls. He gets in his car.
Hungry, fella?
An ashtray filled with dog treats.
There you go.
The dog tucks in.
No problem. It gets flooded. We'll just wait a few seconds. Or we can try it now.
The brute starts smashing Ace's car with a baseball bat. As Ace speeds away, the brute leaps onto the back and climbs through the smashed window. The dog bites his hand, then Ace bites his other hand. The car swings round a corner and the brute falls from the back, tumbling across the road. Driving along the freeway, the dog and Ace have their heads hanging out of the side windows. Ace slips on a pair of shades as they pass one of his pet detective posters. A sultry woman with implausibly large breasts.
You missed Mommy, didn't you?
Oh, yes, you did. Did Daddy hurt you?
I won't let him know. He won't. He can keep that big TV, but he's not gonna hurt my baby. No, he's not.
No. Thank you, Mr. Ventura. How can I ever repay you?
Well, the reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I had to fill it with premium.
She kisses him.
Would you like for me to take your pants off instead?
Gee, let me think. Sure.
Late at night, in an empty American football stadium, some shadowy figures approach a water tank containing a live dolphin. A person wearing a suit leans over the edge of the tank, a ring on their finger glistening in the moonlight. One of the others gets into the water and feeds the dolphin some fish, whilst a third person prepares a syringe. The ring wearer reaches out for the dolphin, then the third person injects the animal. It thrashes wildly, and the bucket of fish sinks to the bottom of the tank. The mysterious figures carry the unconscious dolphin out of the water into the back of a truck. Daytime, and Ace speeds round a corner in his banged-up motor and parks outside an apartment complex. He's wearing red and purple striped trousers, an open Hawaiian shirt over a white vest, dark shades, and his hair is styled into a zany quiff. He gets out of the vehicle clutching a paper bag filled with groceries and makes his way towards the apartment complex. He snaps off a palm leaf from a tree and uses it to hide his face as he walks past a filthy man's apartment window. Ace dumps the palm leaf on top of a pile of previously discarded leaves, then enters his building. As Ace puts his key into his front door, the filthy man appears behind him.
Ventura!
Yes, Satan? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You sounded like someone else.
Never mind the wisecracks, Ventura. You owe me rent.
Mr. Schickadance, I told you, you're my first priority. I'm on a very big case right now. Check this out. Look at that. That's a true albino pigeon. Some rich guy lost it. He's offering a $25,000 reward. As soon as I find this bird, you're paid.
I heard animals in there, Ventura. I heard them again this morning scratching around.
I never bring my work home with me, sir.
Oh, yeah? What's all this pet food for?
Fiber. Want to take a look inside? Come on. Come on!
Ace rattles his keys in the lock before opening the door.
Go ahead.
Snoop around.
Mr. Schickadance looks around the ordinary apartment.
Well, are you satisfied?
Just don't let me catch you with an animal in here, that's all.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye, then.
Loser.
A menagerie of animals emerge from every nook and cranny of the apartment in a flurry of feathers and fur. Skunks, parrots, monkeys, dogs, lizards, squirrels, otters, and raccoons spring from the drawers, laundry baskets, and the toilet.
Come to me, jungle friends.
Even penguins hop out of the freezer. With Parrot sitting on top of him, Ace spreads his arms wide and sings to his adoring animals.
Roger, let me ask you one question. How in the hell do you lose a 500-pound fish? What?
I'm sorry, sir. I was just going to say that it's not a fish. It's a mammal.
Thank you, Miss Jacques Cousteau.
Dawn, she didn't mean anything by that.
I don't give a good goddamn about that fish. Fillet it and fast food it if you want to. All I give a damn about's winning the Super Bowl. My athletes have got to have their heads in the right place. Roger, you've been in this business a long time. You know how superstitious these players are. I've got a quarterback that puts his socks on backwards, has since high school. I've got a linebacker that has not washed his jockey strap in 2 years because he thinks flies are lucky. Now, I want that fish on that field Super Bowl Sunday. Find the fish or find new jobs.
Why did it have to happen now, 2 weeks before the Super Bowl?
I'll tell you who did it. It's those goddamn animal rights activists. Always out there with their goddamn signs. Animals were born free. Stop torturing Snowflake. That damn fish lives better than they do.
Roger, the police are checking into the animal rights groups. Martha, have the police called back about the dolphin yet?
No, but I wanted to tell you. When I lost my cuddles, I hired a pet detective.
A what?
A pet detective.
Thanks, Martha, but we better leave this to professionals.
Well, actually, he was quite good. Pet detection is a very involved, highly scientific process.
Ace is perched on a roof, inches away from the very rare albino pigeon. He lunges for it, but misses and slips off the roof onto a pile of rubbish. His face contorted with pain, he reaches for his pager. Security guards are scanning punters as they enter the Joe Robbie Stadium. Ace is speeding towards the stadium with his head hanging out of the side window like a dog. He swerves wildly through the car park, then performs a skillful handbrake turn into a parking space. Martha leads Ace through the office.
Mr. Ventura here to see you.
Thanks, Martha. Hi, I'm Melissa Robinson.
Pleasure to meet you.
Did you have any trouble getting in?
No, the guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
Security's tight, Super Bowl week. Why don't you have a seat? I'll get right to the point, Mr. Ventura. Our mascot was stolen from his tank last night. Are you familiar with Snowflake?
Negative.
We got Snowflake from the Miami Sea Aquarium. He's a rare bottlenose dolphin. This is one of the new tricks he was going to do for the halftime show.
Come on, Snowflake, let's go! Blue 42!
Hut! Ace nibbles on some sunflower seeds and drops the shells on the desk as he watches the video.
Come on, Snowflake, let's go!
The dolphin kicks a football with its tail. Ace discards some more shells on the desk.
Would you like an ashtray?
Mm-mm. I don't smoke. It's a disgusting habit. Say hi!
The football team are practicing on the field.
Police were here this morning. Apparently the kidnappers came in through the back gate. They said some kind of a
four-wheel drive van loaded from the rear.
Oh. Hey, Roger. How you holding up?
Well, if I look like I'm walking funny, it's because I got 24 reporters up my ass. They've been asking me about Snowflake all morning. Who's he?
Roger Pedactor, meet Ace Ventura. He's our pet detective.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you. Came very highly recommended by Martha Metz.
Martha Metz? Oh, yeah, the bitch.
What?
Pekingese, hyperactive, lost in Highland Park area. She was half dead when I found her. Is that the tank? Excuse me.
Roger looks bemused. Ace climbs inside the empty dolphin tank.
cops drain it?
Yes, this morning.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
He leaps dramatically from the ladder into the center of the tank, whips off his sunglasses, and pretends to use them like a Star Trek communicator.
Captain's log, Stardate 23.9, rounded off to the nearest decimal point. We've traveled back in time to save an ancient species from total annihilation. So far, no signs of aquatic life, but I'm going to find it. If I have to tear this universe another black hole, I'm going to find it. I've got to, mister!
He pokes his nose deep into one of the drainage holes.
Great. I'll see if I can hit them all.
Ace, get out of the tank.
I just can't do it, Captain. I do not have the power.
People.
I said get out of the tank now.
For God's sakes, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a pool man.
About the dolphin, Roger.
Snowflake is not available right now.
Not available? Roger, been waiting all day. I gotta get a shot of his new trick for the evening news.
What, is he sick?
Whilst Roger talks to the press, Ace sneaks around the back of the tank and investigates the pump mechanism. In the filter, he finds a rotten piece of fish, which he chucks away. But after a bit of rummaging, he discovers a sparkly stone. He clutches his fist around the stone, looking incredibly pleased with himself. He swerves dangerously at high speed towards a police station and spins the car round into a parking space. He marches into the office.
Lassie must be missing.
Hey, Ventura! Ventura! Make any good collars lately?
Or were they leashes?
Uh-oh.
He crushes a bug.
Homicide, Ventura. Now, how are you gonna sound that one?
Good question, Aguado. First, I'd establish a motive. In this case, the killer saw the size of the bug's dick and became insanely jealous. Then I'd lose 30 pounds. Park and his wife!
Come on!
Now, kiss and make up.
Ace makes his buttocks speak to a colleague.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
God, this is not the time, Mace. If I ain't wanna come down here and see me talking to you or your ass, I'm history.
I think I can keep him under control, but you'll have to tell me who's working the Snowflake case.
Hey, I can't do nothing for you on that. My hands are totally tied.
All right, that's it. Now it's my turn. 5 minutes alone. That's all I need. Come on.
Better look alive. Einhorn's on her way down.
Ooh.
Come on now, Ace. Please, man. Please.
What's the matter, Emilio? Afraid I'll make a stink? Huh? Come on.
All right. Aguado's working the case, all right? Aguado.
Aguado? Good call.
Look here. We're just a little busy right now with murderers and burglaries and drug dealers and things like that. A missing dolphin isn't exactly a high priority. Please give me a break, man.
I can't hold him much longer.
My boss is coming, man. Okay, look. We ran a check with all the local animal rights groups, all right? We checked out the taxidermists and ran a check through the local DMV on all recent van rentals. So far, nothing, Nathan, nada, all right?
Any unusual bets being made?
Of course there's bets being made. It's a Super Bowl.
What'd you find out about the tank?
Nothing unusual, okay? Some tire tracks, an escape route, and the guard didn't say anything.
That's it?
That's it, I swear. Now, would you please get the hell out of here before I get in trouble?
Thank you for all your cooperation. By the way, do you have a mint? Perhaps some banaca?
A leggy brunette strolls into the office wearing a frumpy business suit. She watches Ace with a disapproving scowl.
Asshole mio! Oh, sada mia!
Holy testicle Tuesday!
What the hell is he doing here?
I came to confess. I was the second gunman on the grassy knoll.
Spare me the routine, Ventura. I know you're working the Snowflake case. May I suggest you yield to the experts on this one? We'll find the porpoise.
Whew. Now I feel better. Of course, that might not do any good. You see, nobody's missing a porpoise. It's a dolphin that's been taken. The common harbor porpoise has an abrupt snout, pointed teeth, and a triangular thoracic fin, while the bottlenose dolphin, or Tursiops truncatus, has an elongated beak, round cone-shaped teeth, and a serrated dorsal appendage. But I'm sure you already knew that. That's what turns me on about you. Your attention to detail.
Listen, pet dick. How would you like me to make your life a living hell?
Well, I'm not really ready for a relationship, Lois. But thank you for asking. Hey, maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Your number still 911? All righty then.
A frenzied crowd are throwing themselves about in the mosh pit at a thrash metal gig. A band member with tattoos all over his body leaps onto the crowd. Ace enters the dingy venue and weaves through the crowd, performing an inappropriately twee dance. He questions a headbanger.
Excuse me, it's Greg here. Thank you.
Ace bounces through the frenetic crowd and is thrown violently into a stairwell. He flicks his hand under his chin at the crowd, then descends the stairs towards a large metal door.
What's the password?
New England clam chowder.
Is that the red or the white?
I can never remember that. White? Hey, Woodstock!
Hey, St. Francis, how's it going?
Super, and thank you for asking. I hope you're having a lovely day.
Do you?
Don't I? So what are you up to, Mandinga?
Just watching the fishes, man, old Shevitz. You see those blips? That's a Norwegian whaling fleet. I'm sending them new directional coordinates. They'll find Jimmy Hoffa before they find any humpback whales.
Ah, gravy. So can you still tap into the aquatic supply stores in the area?
Of course I can. Why?
I want to trace the sale of any equipment for transporting or housing a dolphin within the last few months.
Come on, Ace. I thought you had a challenge for me. All right, we got marine winch, sling, feeder fish, 20,000-gallon tank. Wait a minute. Look here. Now, that's a hell of a lot of equipment for a civilian.
Ronald Camp, the billionaire?
Yeah, a billionaire and rare fish collector.
Really?
That, my friend, is the face of the enemy. Always trying to get his greedy little hands on endangered species.
Now, hold on. Ronald Camp is connected with the dolphins?
Yeah, that sub-genius gave him the land the new stadium's built on. And look at this. He's throwing another I'm the richest man in the universe party.
Looks like it's time for me to get myself a date.
I'm really going out on a limb here, Ventura. Camp social events are strictly A-list.
Gee, Chuck, the date started off good, but just before we got to the party, she seemed to tense up.
I swear, if you do anything to embarrass me in front of camp...
What? Like this? Hi, Captain Steubing. Howard, Gopher, and Doc. Permission to come aboard, sir.
The butler, dressed in a formal sailor's uniform, ignores Ace's gurning. Ace struts past the ostentatious guests. Ron Camp spots Melissa.
Sorry, ladies. Melissa.
Oh, hi, Ron.
Glad you could make it.
Thank you.
You look wonderful.
Aw, oh, thanks.
And who is he, a friend?
No, this is my date. He's a lawyer.
Well, does he have a name, or should I call him lawyer?
Who?
I'm sorry, this is Ace, Tom Ace.
Tom Ace! Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Camp. And congratulations on all your success. You smell terrific. I was just telling Melissa, one of the first lessons we learned back at Stanford Law was the modern proliferation of food poisoning claims against wealthy private homeowners. In fact, if one were so inclined, one could make quite a lucrative law practice with little else. How is everybody feeling tonight?
Very, very well, thank you.
Oh, look, honey, there's the hors d'oeuvres.
Ace purposely nudges a violinist on his way to the buffet table.
Are you insane? There is no way that Camp stole Snowflake. What are you trying to do?
He licks an hors d'oeuvre.
Will you just keep him occupied while I work my magic, please?
He munches disgustingly on another.
Messy, isn't it?
He pokes the half-chewed contents of his mouth out at a conservative-looking man.
Got a few cases from my new dealer in Paris.
Rain. Excuse me, Ron. I need to use the bathroom. I think it's the pate.
Sure, it's over there.
Thanks. Stuff probably looks better on the way out, huh? Oh, God.
He wasn't feeling well earlier today.
Ace enters the bathroom and springs into action. He lets a tap run and pauses to pop a spot in the mirror. He tiptoes across the room with exaggerated steps and a hunched back, then opens the window. Creeping out onto the ledge, he leaps from the window and lands on the ground a few feet below. With stealthy movements, he slips around a corner and shimmies unnecessarily along a banister beside a swimming pool. He pretends to slip, but regains his balance. He clings onto a wall as if rock climbing and inches along towards a door. With one hand, he stretches for the door handle, opens it, and jumps inside. He makes his way along a corridor past a tropical fish tank and checks inside various rooms. Something in one of the rooms catches his attention and he enters to take a closer look. It's a huge tank of water with a wooden plank stretched across the top of it.
Snowflake. Ace Ventura's here.
A bucket of fish.
Yummy!
Ace climbs a ladder to the top of the tank and walks out onto the wooden plank with the bucket of fish. He dangles one of the fish over the dark water.
Snowflake! Here, Snowflake! I've got a little snack for you.
A great white shark bursts out of the water, knocking Ace from the wooden plank. Melissa's admiring an aquarium.
They're wonderful, aren't they?
Yes, they certainly are.
No matter what's going on in my life, I can always watch them swim and be totally at peace.
Ace bobs to the surface, spluttering for air.
It's not Snowflake!
It's not Snowflake!
He's dragged back and forth through the water, flapping his hands wildly. There's a long queue of impatient guests waiting outside the bathroom.
Are you sure your date is arrived? It's been an awfully long time.
Tom? Well, I'm sure he's fine.
Ace emerges from the bathroom, his clothes drenched and in tatters.
Do not go in there! Woo!
He wafts the air around his backside, then squeezes his shirt pocket, causing a jet of water to squirt over some guests.
Terrible sorry, Mr. Ace. I have the plumbing checked immediately.
Be sure that you do. If I'd been drinking out of the toilet, I might have been killed.
I'm sorry again, Mr. Ace.
Ace kisses Ron's hand, then pulls his hand closer to get a look at his ring.
What are you doing? I'm sorry, Ron.
What is he doing?
Ace, what are... Let's go! Ace. Stop it! I don't even want to know why your pants are missing. I don't care what happened. You could have cost me my job.
So you found a pebble in Snowflake's tank. Excuse me while I call CNN.
I found it in the filter, thank you very much. And it's not a pebble. It's a rare triangular cut orange amber.
What are you talking about?
Tonight I saw the exact same stone in Camp's ring.
I thought you said Camp didn't do it.
No, Camp's clean. His ring wasn't missing a stone. But whoever was in that tank had a ring just like his.
Wait a minute. What ring?
The 1984 Dolphin AFC Championship ring. I find the ring with the missing stone. I find Snowflake.
How are you gonna do that?
Simple.
In his car, Ace pulls alongside an ex-AFC player.
Hey, loser! Why don't you learn how to drive, pal? Huh?
Ace provokes the man by swerving towards him, and when the man sticks his middle finger up, Ace uses binoculars to look at his ring.
Damn it.
Ace is trying to catch up with another player on a running track, but trips himself up. Another aging player attempts to post a letter, but Ace grabs his hand from inside the postbox and uses a lighter to see his ring in the dark. Ace works his way through a picture of the team, crossing off players with a marker pen. Wearing an unconvincing fake beard, Ace challenges another player to an arm wrestle. He checks the man's ring before being flung several feet across the room. Ace catches up with the player on the running track, but the player speeds up. In a changing room, Ace rolls up a towel and uses it to whip another retired footballer. The burly man punches him in the face, leaving an imprint of his ring, which Ace examines in the mirror. A couple of players, including Dan Marino, are signing autographs. Dressed as a spotty nerd, Ace queues up to meet them. Standing at a urinal, Ace cranes his neck to look at a stocky footballer's ring. Misinterpreting Ace's intention, the man smiles flirtatiously at him. Ace makes a hasty exit, and the man tiptoes after him. On the running track, Ace leaps onto the back of the athletic man and smothers him with chloroform. He passes out, and Ace checks the ring on his hand, but to no avail. Ace is sitting in a garden with Melissa, looking defeated.
Ace, that stone could have come from anywhere. It could have come from a necklace or a pendant, an earring.
It came from an 84 AFC championship ring.
You know, Lieutenant Einhorn thinks that it may have been an animal rights group. Have you ever heard of FAN?
Free Animals Now, started in 1982 by Chelsea Gamble, daughter of the famous industrialist Fisher Gamble. Over 500,000 members from Florida to Finland. No. Who are they?
Well, did you know that last year they sent 127 threatening letters to different college teams demanding the release of their mascots?
We feed your dog.
Oh, dog food. Why?
He is miserable.
Oh, what are you talking about?
He's just very unhappy. I feel sorry for him. Bad diet, isolated environment. It's amazing he's still alive.
You know what? You're just mad because your stupid little pebble theory didn't work out, and you don't know how to express your anger.
Yeah? And you're ugly.
You know what? I'm not even going to talk to you. Would you please leave?
Why? So you can beat him?
Fatty. You're unbelievable. You know, hiring you was the biggest mistake I ever made.
Well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags!
He strokes her dog.
Like her, huh? Yeah, she's all right. Melissa!
Ace goes inside to speak to Melissa, who's on the phone.
Look, Melissa,
She looks shocked.
I'm here at the North Beach Towers, a luxury condo complex in North Miami, where Roger Podactor, head of operations for the Miami Dolphins, has apparently committed suicide, allegedly leaping to his death from his own 20th-story balcony. Lieutenant Lois Einhorn, the Miami Police Department.
You okay?
Well, I told you I was in my apartment across the hall.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard a scream. So I called the manager.
Now, the place was empty except for that damn dog in the other room. I opened the balcony door and looked over the railing. Splash, bang, pancake time.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to leave on my
card. Ace finds a dog whimpering in the corner.
Hi there, fellow. Have a bad night?
The dog barks as Lois enters.
So, animals can sense evil.
Who let Dr. Doolittle in?
Lieutenant. He came with Miss Robinson.
This is official police business. We'll let you know if the coroner finds a tick.
I just figured this.
Forget it. She's right. Besides, I wouldn't want somebody tracing my steps, pointing out all the mistakes I was making.
Ace grabs a forensic glove on his way out onto the balcony.
So, you don't think this is an obvious suicide, Mr. Pet Detective?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Lord knows there's plenty of evidence here to support your theory. Except, of course, for that spot of blood on the railing over there.
Lois checks the blood mark.
May I tell you what I think happened? Alrighty then. Roger Podactor went out after work. He had a few drinks and he came home. But he wasn't alone. Someone else was with him in this apartment. There was a struggle and he was thrown over that balcony. Roger Podactor didn't commit suicide. He was murdered.
Well, that's a very entertaining story, but unfortunately, real detectives have to worry about that little thing called evidence.
Uh-oh. I think I heard a toilet flush. Maybe somebody lost a turtle.
Well, I guess I'm a little out of my league here. Einhorn, good work.
Lois refuses to shake Ace's hand.
Oh, there is just one more thing, Lieutenant. This woman is Roger Podactor's neighbor. She lives across the hall. She said she heard a scream. Is that right, ma'am?
Right.
And you said you had to open the balcony door when you keyed into the room?
Yeah, that's true.
You're certain you had to open this door?
Yeah, I'm certain.
What's the point, Ventura? Only this.
Ah!
waterproof glass. There's no way that neighbor could have heard Pedactor scream on the way down with that door shut. The scream she heard came from inside this apartment before he was thrown over the balcony and the murderer closed the door before he left. Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? 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 I have exorcised the demons. This house is clear. Losers? Get him out of here! Losers!
Let's go, Ace!
Losers! Losers!
Lois appears irritated.
Back to the zoo!
What are you thinking?
You thinking this whole thing is connected somehow? You thinking I want to find that other ring?
Yes, you checked all the rings.
Receipts. What about receipts? There's gotta be receipts.
At the stadium office.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive what you did back at the apartment.
You don't have to tell me. I was there.
Maybe you should have joined the police force. I'm a real detective.
I don't do humans.
You really love animals, don't you?
If it gets cold enough. No, I have a kinship with them. I understand them. Want to hear something kind of spooky?
Sure.
One time when I was about 12, I had this dream that I was being followed by a big dog with rabies. He had these really bloodshot eyes and foam coming out of his mouth. No matter how fast I ran, he just kept gaining on me and gaining on me and gaining on me. Then just before I got to my front door, he jumped and sank his teeth in. That's when I woke up and felt the back of my neck. Check that out.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't help myself. You really want to know why I do what I do?
No, I'm not sure I really want to know anymore.
Well, you'd better be sure. Because once you get inside my head, there's no turning back, baby.
They look into each other's eyes.
So, are these all the receipts? There's only a dozen of them.
No, maybe it's in another file, in the back or something.
Who the hell is that?
What?
A photo of the 1984 team.
That? Who the hell is that?
That's Ray Finkel, the kicker. Don't you know who Ray Finkel is?
No. How come he's not in this picture?
This was taken earlier in the year. Ray Finkel wasn't added to the roster till mid-season.
Ace's eyes light up.
He's the guy who missed the final field goal in the Super Bowl that year. Cost the Dolphins the game.
But he got himself a ring, didn't he?
Definitely. Replacement kicker having a great year. Ready for Super Bowl all-star kicker boasts.
Field goal sails wide, Dolphins lose Super Bowl.
The kick heard round the world. That was Finkel. The Dolphins lost by 1 point. Poor guy.
Poor guy with a motive, baby. Where is he now?
Last I heard, he went back to his hometown, Collier County. You are going to drop me off before you go, aren't you?
No way. You shouldn't be left alone right now. It might not be safe at your apartment.
What do you suggest?
A smile spreads across Ace's face. Ace's pets are all around his bed, watching something with great interest. A parrot nods its head excitedly. Lying together in bed, Ace and Melissa catch their breath.
Oh my God. Oh my God. 3 times?
I'm sorry. That's never happened to me before. I must be tired. Okay, I'm ready again.
Ace is driving through the countryside. He passes a sign which originally read, "Welcome to Collier County, the home of Ray Finkel." But someone has sprayed graffiti on it, so it reads, "Ray Stinkel." Ace pulls up at an isolated, ramshackle farmhouse which has been covered in abusive graffiti directed at Ray Finkel. The word choke is repeated across the walls, and other bits of graffiti read, "The mule can't kick," and "Finkel sucks." Ace knocks on the front door.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel. And a clean pair of shorts.
What do you know about Ray Finkel?
Soccer-style kicker, graduated from Collier High, June 1976, Stetson University Honors graduate, class of 1980. Holds two NCAA Division I records, one for most points in a season, one for distance. Former nicknamed the Mule, the first and only pro athlete ever to come out of Collier County, and one hell of a model American.
The grumpy man is holding a shotgun.
Are you another one of them hard copy guys?
No, sir. I'm just a very big Finkel fan.
This is my Graceland, sir.
Will you put that gun down? The boy is a fan of our son. So nice to meet you. I'm Ray's mother, and this is Ray's father.
It's a real honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you in our home. My Ray is so appreciative of his fans. He'll be so pleased you stopped by.
Are you expecting Ray anytime soon?
Oh, yes, I expect him home any minute. Would you like some cookies? I just baked them.
Yummy.
Wow. Ray Finkel's house. I can't wait to meet him.
Ray ain't coming home.
But your wife said you expect him home any minute.
She expects him home any minute. See, the engine's running, but there's nobody behind the wheel. I mean, 8 years ago, our son escaped from Shady Acres Mental Hospital in Tampa. And they're still bugging us to pick up his stuff.
It was all that Dan Marino's fault. Everyone knows that. If he had held the ball laces out like he's supposed to, Ray would never have missed that kick. Dan Marino should die of gonorrhea and rot in hell. Would you like a cookie, son?
What do you know? They're little footballs.
Laces out. When Ray gets back and starts kicking again, he'll never even know he was gone. I've kept his room just the way he left it.
The bedroom is filled with images of Dan Marino and angry red lettering on the wall which reads, "Laces out, die, Dan." There are dolls of Marino with knives and pins sticking out of them.
Oh, boy.
What a sports night, huh?
Ace looks around at the disturbing bedroom, then notices an old film projector.
May I?
Oh, yes, by all means.
5 seconds to go here in Super Bowl 17. Dolphins trailing the 49ers by one. This will win the game for Miami. There's the snap. Marino holds. The kick. And it's wide. Oh, no, it's no good. Ray Finkel blew a 26-yard field goal. I don't believe it. The Dolphins...
An angry fan in the crowd holds up a plaque which reads, "Revenge."
Ace.
Ace, where are you?
I'm in Psychoville and Finkel's the mayor. Where's Dan Marino?
Marino, why?
Because he's about to join Snowflake. I've got to know where he is!
All right, he had a practice and then he has a commercial shoot at the Bogart soundstage.
Okay, call the police. Get extra security over there, now.
Ace, what's going on?
Ace! Ace!
Thought I left, didn't you? Okay, I'm really gonna go this time.
Melissa makes a call and Ace hits the road.
folks. Very quiet. And...
Hi, I'm Dan Marino, and if anyone knows the value of protection, it's me.
Police pull up outside the studio where Marino's recording an advert.
So I take care of the hands that take care of me. With isotoner glove.
Cut. Again from the top. I said cut.
Guys, it's a cut.
And what the hell are they doing?
That's a cut. Guys.
Marino's carried outside by two footballers.
What is this, a rewrite?
Shut up.
Ace sees the footballers bundle Marino into a van. Ace runs down two police officers as he pursues the van.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Head detective.
The kidnappers lean out of the window and shoot at Ace. Ace catches a bullet between his teeth. But he loses control, plows through a picnic table and rolls the car.
Demands.
There's been no communication with the kidnappers at this time.
Well, what's going on in the Super Bowl? Will it be postponed?
As of now, the game is on as scheduled.
Why wasn't the public told about Snowflake's kidnapping?
Secrecy was essential. We couldn't risk any public interference.
Are the crimes related? And what about Roger Padakka's murder?
I'm sorry, I can't comment further. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Please. Lieutenant, I'd just like one...
Emilio, get into the autopsy on Padakka. Guido, send out a memo. No one talk to the press.
Yes, ma'am.
And somebody get me some coffee!
Tonight on Miami Vice... Crockett gets the boss a coffee.
Ventura, when I get out of that bathroom, you better be gone.
Is it number one or number two? I just want to know how much time I have. Hey, by the way, I went ahead and solved that pesky Snowflake Padakka Marino thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you ever heard of a former Dolphin kicker named Ray Finkel?
Lois looks serious.
All right, Ventura. Make it quick.
I found a rare stone at the bottom of Snowflake's tank. It belongs to a Dolphin 84 AFC Championship ring. It would have been a Super Bowl ring, but Ray Finkel missed the big kick. Blames the whole thing on Marino. We're talking paranoid delusional psychosis. I saw the guy's room. It's cozy if you're Hannibal Lecter.
So how does Roger Padakka fit in?
My guess is Finkel was snooping around, Padakka recognized him. End of story. As for Snowflake, they gave him Finkel's number, taught him how to kick a field goal. Finkel took it personally.
So where is Finkel now?
Busted out of a mental institute, did a Claude Rains. He's been plotting his revenge for years, waiting for the perfect time to get back at the Dolphins. The time when it would hurt them the most. Super Bowl time. Man, I'm tired of being right.
Congratulations. You've done some fine detective work. Ace.
I'm sorry, could you speak into my good ear? I thought I heard you call me Ace.
Maybe I was wrong about you. Maybe you are more than just a pet dick.
Lois leans Ace over the desk and kisses him.
Your gun is digging into my hip.
What's wrong, Ace? Want me to read you your rights?
Maybe later.
What is it? That bony little bitch, Melissa Robinson?
No, you just don't do anything for me. Down, boy!
Everything okay in here? I heard some commotion.
Fine, Sergeant.
You want me to throw him out?
Why don't you throw yourself out?
Yes, ma'am.
Ace, I want you to leave everything to us.
I can't do that, Lieutenant. I was hired to find Snowflake.
When we find Marino, we'll deliver Snowflake.
When I find Snowflake, I'll deliver Marino.
Ace pulls up outside Melissa's house. She wakes up to see that the time's 3:23.
Melissa, it's Ace.
Ace, what are you doing here? It's the middle of the night.
You have to commit me.
Finkel escaped from Shady Acres in Tampa. They still have some of his stuff.
Ace, they're not just going to let us waltz in and look around.
I know. It's a good thing I'm a master of disguise.
Mrs. Robinson, I'm Dr. Handley.
Hi.
Now, who is it that you'd like us to have a look at?
My brother, Larry.
Ace is wearing a ballerina's skirt.
I'm ready to go in, Coach. Just give me a chance. I know there's a lot riding on it, but it's all psychological. Just got to stay in a positive frame of mind. I'm going to execute a button hook pattern super slow-mo.
He charges towards the door in extreme slow motion, contorting his face into various expressions of exertion. He mimes grabbing the ball, then crashes into the doctor, knocking his face against his shoulder, then rebounding. He turns, clutching the ball to his chest.
Let's see that in an instant replay.
He quickly rewinds his actions.
Your brother won't be the first professional football player we've treated.
Is that right?
Yes, we're very sensitive to the emotional stress that athletes have to endure.
I'm open!
We'll have to do some preliminary evaluations, but I think your brother will fit in nicely here.
Over here! 351! 351! Rover, sit! Hut!
He leaps over a hedge.
He seems to have some difficulty letting go of the game. Has he had a long history of mental illness?
As long as I've known him.
And this is one of our therapy rooms. And we do arts and crafts out here in the courtyard. And this is the storage room. And down the hallway here, we have another...
Ace turns on a drinking fountain and douses his face with water, then kneels in front of a padded bench and slams his face against it, then remains still.
He'll be fine there by himself for the next 20 minutes.
Well, why don't I show you the dormitories then?
Great.
Dr. Hyer, please call the page operator.
Melissa heads off down the corridor with the doctor, and Ace leans up and watches them go. He stands up, then goes over to a door and slides a private sign from a sign holder, then uses the sign to jemmy the lock. He steps into the room, replaces the sign, then closes the door behind him. He turns on a dim overhead light, then creeps into a storeroom comprised of several wireframe storage units on either side, filled with cardboard boxes and various items of junk. As he sneaks further into the room, he steps onto a sheet of bubble wrap. He jumps away in terror, then picks up the bubble wrap and throws it aside. He searches amongst some cardboard boxes. He finds a large box with Finkel written on the top.
Finkel.
He finds a pair of shredded isotoner gloves.
Isotoners.
Then some doilies with Die Dan embroidered on them. Then a small leather-bound diary. He opens it to find the pages scrawled with chaotic writing, the words laces out repeated over and over again.
Obsess much?
As an orderly opens the door, Ace searches for a place to hide. The orderly stands in the doorway, holding the door half open as he talks to someone outside. Ace squeezes himself into the box and struggles to close the flaps over him. Ace's head and legs stick awkwardly out of the box. The orderly heads out, closing the door, and Ace sprawls out of the box. As he leans up, he notices an old newspaper that's fallen out. With a look of keen interest, he reads an article.
Search called off for missing hiker. A massive search ended today when rescue workers were unable to find the body of Lois Einhorn. A hiker missing since Friday. Lois Einhorn.
At the police station, Emilio peers through some window blinds and sees Einhorn go over to her car where some officers are loitering.
What are you doing out here? Get back to work.
Sorry, Lieutenant.
Einhorn gets into her car and drives off. In Einhorn's office, Emilio searches through her drawers. He finds a slip of paper headed with Roger Pedacta. A handwritten note reads, "Dear Lois, thanks for a wonderful evening. See you Friday. Love, Roger."
Love, Roger.
At Ace's, a small dog turns on the answering machine.
Yo, Ace, see, you think the article that you found was something? Check this out. I got a note from Pedacta to Einhorn, thanking her for a wonderful Saturday evening. Something ain't stirring the Kool-Aid, man.
Wiggles, rewind.
He looks at a photo of Finkel.
What the hell does Lois Einhorn have to do with Ray Finkel? Come on, think!
Finkel and Einhorn in it together. How? Why?
He adopts the thinker pose, a capuchin monkey doing the same beside him.
All right, here we go. Answer's right there. Just gotta get some blood to the brain. Finkel and Einhorn, 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 Finkel, Finkel.
Einhorn and Finkel. Finkel and Einhorn.
The monkeys crashed out on the sofa.
Quitter? What do you want? Huh?
I don't have any food for you. I have to have money to buy food. I have to have a dolphin to get the money. I don't see a dolphin around here. Do you?
Wiggles lays down on some magazines scattered on the floor.
Let's face it, your master is a loser.
Loo-hoo.
He suddenly notices that Wiggles' hair is partially covering the photograph of Ray Finkel, draped over his head, making it look like he's wearing a brown wig.
That's it. Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is a man. Oh my God! Einhorn is a man!
He throws up into the toilet, then frantically brushes his teeth. He squeezes toothpaste directly into his mouth, then, kneeling at the toilet, pulls at a plunger clamped over his mouth before continuing to throw up. He throws his clothes into a bin, pours lighter fluid on them, then sets them on fire. He runs naked into the bath and curls up under the shower. Ace is sitting in his car, sticking wads of chewing gum into his mouth as he watches Einhorn emerge from her house. She gets into her car and drives off.
Gun is digging into my head.
And the big story in this Super Bowl game, just moments away, is the abduction of Miami's starting quarterback, number 13, Dan Marino.
It's got to be a strain on this Miami team. Hey!
At a warehouse by the docks, Marino's tied to a football tackling sled. Two thugs, Vinny and Rock, run into him, driving him back, while Snowflake watches from the water. Einhorn parks outside and gets out of her car. As she heads inside, Ace pulls up in his car and spits out a large ball of chewing gum into some paper. He sneaks along a jetty, looking both ways. Four TV screens are showing a football game.
What's the matter, Dan? Aren't you having fun? I just love Super Bowl Sunday, don't you, Dan? A magical afternoon where dreams are made. I'm crushed.
Look, lady, if you want tickets, you're going about it the wrong way.
Do I look familiar to you, Dan? Does it seem as if we've met someplace before?
I don't know. I get hit in the head a lot.
Now the coin toss.
Kickoff time. My favorite thing.
She places a football onto a small holder on the ground.
Laces out.
She kicks the ball, and it sails through a hole in the ceiling. Ace clambers over a boat, looking around furtively, then climbs off the boat and into a small dinghy. Einhorn approaches Marino.
I made some refreshments, Dan. Would you like some refreshments, Dan? I'll be right back, Dan.
She kisses him passionately. Einhorn walks away. Ace turns on a small handheld fan and puts it into the water at the back of the dinghy, propelling it forward a few feet. He climbs off the dinghy and up a wooden ladder.
And it was his wife.
Hey, guys, I don't know how much psycho woman's paying you, but I'll double it.
Hey, sorry, Danny boy. A psycho woman keeps us out of prison. Hey, Snowflake. There you go. Come on.
Check it out, Marino. I'm throwing passes to a dolphin.
He throws the football at Snowflake, but the dolphin ducks underwater, then rises up, splashing water over the thugs.
Get some more fish. I'm gonna kill that dolphin.
Lovely party. Pity I wasn't invited.
Rock makes his way through the warehouse, searching for the bucket of fish. He looks around, confused.
Where the hell's a smelt?
A metal bucket falls on his head, knocking him unconscious, and Ace jumps down.
Unconscious, exactly as I planned.
Vinny's taken out a handgun.
Rock! How was that?
He follows a trail of small fish lined up along a jetty until he comes to Rock lying down with the bucket on his head. He takes the bucket off his head and helps him to his feet.
What happened, man? What's going on? Okay. Yeah.
Guess what, boys? It's nap time.
An anchor.
Oh, what a hit! Did Herschel Walker ever take a hit on a...
Heads up!
Lowering himself on a rope.
Hi, Dan.
Who are you?
Ace Ventura, pet detective. I've been sent in with a special play. Quarterback sneak.
Penalty. Too many men on the field. I warned you, Ventura.
Whatever happened to Ace?
Good question.
Be careful with that phone, Lieutenant. In time, you could develop a tumor.
Aguado is Lieutenant Einhorn. Send some men over to the Hollandale Yacht Basin on Victoria Road. I've got the kidnapper trapped in the warehouse. It's Ace Ventura, pet detective.
Officers rush to their patrol cars.
343 Victorville Road. At the old Hollandale Yacht Basin, officer needs backup. Suspect's name, Ace Ventura, male Caucasian, should be considered armed and dangerous.
It's Ace. We gotta break out of here.
Outside the stadium.
Emilio, is he in trouble?
Don't worry. There's one thing I know. There's nothing Ace can't handle.
Don't kill me. Please. I'll never tell anyone, I swear. He's the one you want. Kill him.
No, no, kill him.
No, kill him.
Kill
him. He held
he's
the ball,
the
remember? Come on, look at the guy.
Crybaby, jock, wimp, musclehead.
Shut up! I think I'll kill the dolphin first. I wouldn't want you to miss that.
She glances at the TV.
And it's go
Good to see somebody who doesn't buckle under the pressure.
She points the gun at his head.
What would you know about pressure?
Well, I have kissed a man.
Of course, there's never been a more crucial kick in a Super Bowl than the famous kick heard around the world. I mean, it's clear to me that it was a good hold. Finkel just booted it.
The lasers were in! They were in!
She shoots the TV. Ace knocks the gun out of her hand and she punches him in the face. She goes for another swing and he blocks her punches, but she kicks him in the groin. He pounds her head against a post, then gets her in a headlock and scratches her head with his knuckles. The police arrive, guns at the ready, and surround them. Ace punches Einhorn in the face, but she struggles free. He goes after the gun, but kicks it away as he reaches it. Einhorn runs at him, and he throws her back onto the floor. She trips him up, and he stumbles against Marino.
Having a little trouble with the lady, Ace?
You don't understand. She's a...
Einhorn pummels Ace.
Get him, Louis! Get him!
Einhorn lifts up a wooden crate and smashes it over Ace's head.
Shoot!
Put your guns down or this cop gets it. I mean it!
She's not joking!
He kidnapped Snowflake! He killed Roger Pedactor and he was just about to kill Dan Marino and me!
Oh, oh! Fiction can be fun, but I find the reference section much more enlightening. For instance, if you were to look up professional football's all-time bonehead plays, you might read about a Miami Dolphin kicker named Ray Finkel, who missed a 26-yard field goal in the closing seconds of Super Bowl 17. What you wouldn't read about is how Ray Finkel lost his mind, was committed to a mental hospital only to escape and join the police force under the assumed identity of a missing hiker, manipulating his way to the top in a diabolical scheme to get even with Dan Marino, whom he blamed for the entire thing.
What the hell are you talking about?
She's not Lois Einhorn. She's Ray Finkel. She's a man.
He's lying. Shut up!
Let's just see who's lying, shall we? Would a real woman have to wear one of these? Ah!
He pulls her hair, but it doesn't come off.
Boy, that's really on there. But tell me this. Would a real woman be missing these?
He rips open her blouse, revealing firm, pouting breasts in a bra.
That kind of surgery can be done over the weekend. But I doubt very much if he could find the time during his busy schedule to get rid of big old Mr. Knish.
He rips off her skirt, revealing a pair of panties, not a bulge in sight.
Oh, boy.
Ace, come here.
Would you excuse me for just one second?
Marino whispers in Ace's ear.
Ladies and gentlemen, my esteemed colleague, Mr. Marino, has just brought some new evidence to my attention. Now, history has certainly shown that even the most intuitive criminal investigator can be wrong from time to time. But if I am mistaken, if the lieutenant is indeed a woman, as she claims to be, then, my friend, she is suffering from the worst case of hemorrhoids I have ever seen! That's why Roger Pedactor is dead! He found Captain Winky!
He turns Einhorn around, revealing the outline of her penis tucked into the back of her panties. All of the officers spit in disgust.
Good night, everybody. You've been a wonderful audience. I'll be here all week. Be sure to tip your waitress.
Einhorn grabs a shard of glass.
Die, animal boy!
Quick decision.
She charges at Ace, and he throws her over his shoulder and into the water. As she clings to the edge of the jetty, Ace takes the ring off her finger. Ace scrapes back his booted feet, then looks at the ring.
Hey, loser!
A convoy of police cars.
Ace!
Yeah, Dan? You have any more of that gum?
That's none of your damn business, and I'll thank you to stay out of my personal affairs.
You're a weird guy, Ace. Weird guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Miami Dolphins are proud to welcome back to Joe Rogge Stadium our beloved mascot and the star of our halftime show, Snowflake.
Snowflake flips the ball into the crowd.
And now, returning for the second half, the Miami Dolphins' most valuable player, Dan Marino.
Melissa gives Ace a long, passionate kiss. Ace suddenly spots the prized albino pigeon land on a drinks dispenser in the near distance. Ace creeps towards the pigeon. He passes a player, who looks at him curiously, and Ace puts a finger to his lips in a shush gesture. A man dressed as a parrot comes up to the dispenser, scaring the pigeon away.
Idiot!
What?
Do you realize what you've just done? You just cost me 25 grand, Polly.
Yeah? Blow me.
Really?
Ace shoves the parrot, and the parrot shoves back. Ace punches the parrot in the face and the parrot swings back, then Ace pummels him onto the ground. The crowd and players watch in amazement as Ace lays into the parrot.
The National Football League would now like to offer a special thank you to the man who rescued Dan Marino and our beloved Snowflake, a great humanitarian and a lover of all animals, Mr. Ace Ventura.
Get off me!
Ace gives the crowd a wide smile.
Tone, put that big-ass size 13 on and kick it for the homies.
Tricks, Ace, he's the number one bet, dick. No need for a fireman. When your cat's up a tree, he's the one that you hire, man. Known to bring her back alive if your cat scratch or if your turkey got jive. A little local, a cabeza, but still got charm. Brought her back to old McDonald's farm. So hey, diddle, diddle, what's